And now the U.S. is providing this very advanced system. It's actually the same one that's used to defend the White House and other key government buildings in Washington. The Ukrainians will need training on this, but it reflects this longer-term planning to strengthen Ukraine's military.
But can these new weapons actually change the trajectory of the war?
You know, Don, it's impossible to say. It's been a very unpredictable war so far. But for the past 2 months, since the end of June, the front lines really haven't budged much at all. And that said, there are a couple things worth noting. Ukraine is now effectively using an advanced artillery system that fires rockets very precisely for up to 50 miles. So Ukraine is striking far behind Russian lines. They're hitting bridges and ammunition depots and supply lines, things they just couldn't do before, and it's putting the Russians on their heels. And Ukraine wants to launch a big counteroffensive on the southern city of Kherson, which Russia captured early in the war. Ukraine wants to show that it can do more than just defend, that it can actually take back territory.
The big U.S. package should seemingly reassure the Ukrainians, but doesn't it also further support that notion that this is just going to be a long war?
Yeah, it really does. You know, we're now 6 months in, and neither side appears capable of a real knockout blow.